Shir Samach Aleph and Shabbos Hetav Zayin Adar Hetav Shalom Zayin March 6, 1977 on Sunday.
Now, last time we discussed the Shita of Rashi. Now, Gemore says that Rabbi Yechonon says that the Mishnah is reference to the case of Noch al Gabi Mashu. Now there are two Gersoys. One Gersoy is al Gabi Mashu, and the other Gersoy is that the Krom mentions Noch Mashu. And the Miri mentions the two Gersoys. Now, if we are Geiris, and according to the Miri, if we are Geiris Noch al Gabi Mashu, so then there are two things, two prerequisites. First of all, that it must rest for a second, and secondly, that it has to rest for a second on something tangible. The size of that thing that is tangible is of no importance, but it has to rest on something tangible. And if, let's say, it will just rest in the avir, not on anything tangible, not even a chip, so then it's not considered hanoch. But if we are geiris noch mashu, that's the other gear say. The other gear said that the Miri mentions, and the Kroos gear say, so then it's not even necessary that it should rest for a second on something tangible. Suppose the wind will make it rest for stop for a second, for a split second. So it will also be considered anoch. Now, Rashi, so says, he has the gear say, shenoch al gabi mash. So lifluk, if he's geiris al gabi mashu, and the Miri says that if we are geiris al gabi mashu, so then it follows that there are two prerequisites, that it should rest for a second, and also upon something tangible. Now, but let's see the Teisves, how Teisves mentions the name of Rashi. Ochazose yoruach mashu pireish. Pireish, or at first let's go over the previous stages. Volinoch, vim tema, my poich, vatanya liil teo gimul divay hakel chay, afal gab de loinoch. So Rav Chelke Batuvia says, the teo gimul divay hakel chay, afal gab de loinoch. Veinir alei marda teo daledamis koya, my potea, holinoch. So in other words, that we could say that the Gemara's kashi of Lohinoch is directed not against the Seif of the Mishneh, but against the Reish of the Mishneh. The Reish of the Mishneh says, Zorak Mesir Daledames, Vinizgalgil, Chusle Daledames is Potea, so that means, and Gemara assumed, that it's Lohinoch, in other words, that it was Zorak Mesir Daledames, and it didn't stop even for a second, and then it was Nizgalgeil Chutzli Daledames. Chutzli Daledames is Potter. So the question is, since it wasn't Noch, so why should it be Potter? So in other words, so even according to Rav Chelke Batuvi, who says that Teir Gimu Tvochim from the Karka is considered like Anoche, so it's considered like Anoche to be Chayim, but it certainly will not be considered as a anoche to be mivatel the original akira, to mivatel the original akira. So vint my po atay lil tir dimu de hakel chay va kan lo noch vein lir le ma da tir da dames koy a my poter holy noch vim ken ki she noch ach kach chutz la ba mis is chay why not di ho. Now masnitn is mentioned, is put in brackets. Now that's a cloud. Whenever brackets are put over a word and close a word, that means that somebody put it in. In other words, it wasn't in the original text of Teisves. See, the original, that's the difference between brackets and parentheses. Parentheses means that somebody strikes something out. And brackets means that someone put it in. But actually, it's not necessary to put in masnitin. And on the contrary, the masnitin complicates the expression. So without masnitin, it's much better. Zvim kenki shenoch hachakach chutz le'arba yisrayev do'onam me'hochem mashma, because from Tanya na'mehochem. And in some text you find not masnitin. Masnitin doesn't make sense, but you find the masnite namoche. That makes more sense. Or we don't need masnitin or the masnite namoche. Just the ho namoche mashma. The achus l'dal dam is porich hamechayev. We cannot say that the Gemara's kashi is directed against the reishe, and not against the seife, because immediately after the Gemara's kashi, the Gemara gives the teretz v'ushinochal gam mashu, and then the Gemara says tani namoche. So bishleim, if we say that the kashi and the teretz have reference to the seife, we understand the tani namoche. But if the kashi and the teretz have reference to the reishe, so why does the Gemara say tani namoche? So in other words, the ho namoche. Or mi ditanya namehoche mashma de achutz l'daldam is porich hamechay. So it's mashma that the kasha is from the sefer. The yesh leima di porich lirove di omar teich shleisho lirabonon boi hanoche al gabi mashu. So in other words, the reason is why the Gemara is the kasha volinoch, einoch name konit rav chelki batuvie, and the konit aise. So it's considered noch tirgimu from the karka, even without noch mash. The fact that it is there, tirgimu poches migimu, poches migimu from the karka, so it's considered noch. But Rove holds that there must be hanoche al gabi mashu. So the Gemara is the kashe against the seife of the Mishnah. So in other words, so Tesa says that the kashe is directed against the seife of the Mishnah. Now, so it doesn't mean that the kashe is directed exclusively against the seife of the Mishnah, not against the reishe. It means against the seife too. That's the raya from Tanya Namahoch. In other words, not the kashe. Because the Tesis at first wanted to say that the Kashe is directed only against the Reishe. So Tesis says, no, from Tanya Namahoche it's a Raya that the Kashe is directed against the Seife too, but is directed against the Reishe also. And this is what the Rashba says, that the Kashe is directed against both. So the Gemara assumed that the Mishnah's reference to a case of Loinoch. So then the reishi is difficult and the seifa is difficult. If it's loinoch, so why is Zohar Klisir Adam is Galka Chutz Adam is poter? Why is it poter? After all, there was a continuity of motion. There was no anoch in between. So it should be chayev, and the seifa is difficult. Why Chutz Adam is Galka Chutz Adam is chayev? But there was no stop. So the first stop took place, Tehir Daladames. So Memele should be Potter. So the Gemara gives the Teres. We should know how Galimashu. So Memele in the Reishi is Potter. And the Seife, he is Chai. Now, so this is how the Rashbo explains it, that the Kashi is directed against the Reishi and against the Seife, and the Chidush Aram. And the Chidush Aram also explains it. However, the Rashbo mentions, in the name of Arav in Barcelona, that the whole kashe of the Gemara is directed exclusively against the Sefer of the Mishnah, not against the Reish. So the Reish, only the Sefer of the Mishnah has to have reference to a case of Noch Mashu, whatever it is. But the Reish does not have to have reference to the case of Noch Mashu, even without Noch Mashu. But what's the Pshat in the Reishi? The Pshat in the Reishi is Zorak L'Seir Dal Adamis means that he was mischavi that he should rest Tir Dal Adamis, and then it's Nisgalgel Chutzli Dal Adamis and Nisgalgel Chutzli Dal Adamis, and it stopped the Chutzli Dal Adamis. So there was no pause Tir Dal Adamis. The first stop was Lachad Dal Adamis. But his Kavone, so why So why is he poter? So he's poter because the kavu, it's nischaven lizrichtayim vizorakam. His kavoni was that it should rest at the end of 2 amps. But then the ball went straight without a pause. Without a pause, it went straight for 4 amps and it stopped there. So he should be chayev, but because of Barleches Machsheves. So it's nischaven lizrich beis vizorak arba. That's why it's potter. So the Gemara had no difficulty with the reish, but the Gemara's kashe was directed. The Gemara's kashe was directed against the sefer. This is a Rambat. This is a Rambat's honest pshat. But really, there is no naftimine between lidine, between the Rashba's pshat in the Gemara and the Rabbatzlone's pshat. It's only mashmoyes deyashim in the pshat in the Mishnah, because the Rabbatzlone will also be made that in case. How does the Rashba? Now the Rashba is the kashi. The Rashba is the kashi. He explains the Mishi applies the Gemara's kashi to the Reish and the Seif. So the Gemara is asking the kashi. The Gemara is asking the kashi going oh. So Mimele, in the Reishe, he should be Chayev, in the Seife, he should be Poter. So the Gemara gives the Teretz that both the Reishe and the Seife reference the case of Noach al Gabimash. So Mimele, in the Reishe, it was Noach, Teir Daladamis. So Mimele is Poter because the, when it's Noach Teir Daladamis, so the Akhtire of Mitchilas Daladamis is Poter. So there is no speaker of Daladamis. So he says, why does the Mishnah have to resort to the Tam? Because it was Noach, even without the Tam of Noach. So since it's Zorak Liseya Daladamis, so it's Nisabim Lizrichtayim Vizorak Arba. So the Rashba gives a Teretz, no, that the Mishnah, the Reish of the Mishnah has reference to the case. The Reish and the Seif, I mean, that as far as the Kavone is concerned, so the Kavone is, it was, Mokim Shetir Tzetanuach. In other words, so there's Kavone for any place. So Mimele, there is no question of Melaches Machsheves, because the Kavone was, Mokim Shetir Tzetanuach. So there is no question of Melaches Machsheves, but Moras Kashi is assuming that it has reference to Lo Noach. So why is he potter after all? Melaches Machsheves there is, because there was Kavone Mokim Shetir Tzetanuach, and if it was Noach at the end of Daladamis, so his Kavone was for the end of Daladamis. So why is he potter? So the Magid Teres, we should not have a so in other words, so there is no Naftimina Ledina between the Rashba and Batsamoni. It's only Naftimina is only in respect to the Mashmoyes Deyashin, in the Pshat Midimon. Alright. Now, Ochaz is your Ruach Mash. Ochaz is your Ruach Mash. Pirech, she kvosei al gabi kar. Oi, afilo beavia. Ki de pirech kuntres. Dichshive achiza so ruach ki munach al gabi mash. Now, we said last time, and I still think that Rashi it's not muchach. Rashi's loshen that Rashi shite that in as much as Rashi's gear say he shenoch al gabi mash. Unless we change, we make a correction in the Rashi too. You see, but if we don't make a correction in Rashi itself. So Rashi's Girsa is Shenoch al Gabi Mashu, and the Miri says that according to the Girsa is Shenoch al Gabi Mashu. So there are two prerequisites. One is that it should rest for a moment, and the second is that it should rest upon something tangible, as little as it might be, but it has to be something tangible. So maybe Rashi Shita is that there are two prerequisites. So then the question arises, why does Rashi say Shenoch al Gabi Mashu Shomat Ptsas? So he says, So it's mashma who adinim machzosi awach, because if Rashi Shita is like the first loshen in the mir that al gabi mashu means that it has to rest upon something tangible, so there are no two situations, so there is only one situation. Shenoch al gabi mashu sheomar tzas v'hatenis galgen. But the answer is the question. But then, so, but the price itself says ochaz esi oruach mashu afal pishe chozro v'ichnisos echai. So how do we do with the Loshna Braise? There is a strange Loshna Miri. I'll soon explain the Loshna Miri. So I mean, the Loshna Miri might give the impression that Rabbi Yechanan is chelik on the Braise. But how is that possible that Rabbi Yechanan should be chelik on the Braise? Rav Tanu Upolik, alright, so there is a, so the Shita of Rabbi Shimshin Mitinen in Sefer HaKrisus is that not only Rav Tanu Upolik, that all the Talmidim of Rabbi HaKodesh, so Rabbi Yechanan is also Rav Tanu Upolik. But if that is Rashi Shita, so Rashi should say it. I mean, this is a Chiddush, and Rashi doesn't say anything, the Miri should say it. So we have to say that the Pshat, let's say according to the Girsa, that Vuhu Shenoch Al Gabi Mashu, and the Miri says that Vuhu Shenoch Al Gabi Mashu implies that there are two prerequisites. It must rest upon something tangible. So how do we explain the price of a Chazose Yoruach? So then we have to explain the price of Chazose Yoruach also, that on account of the drive of the wind, of the force of the wind, so for a moment it rested upon a chip that is 2 tvachim high above the karka. So in other words, so this is the pshat, this could be the pshat Rashi too. Shenoch al gabi mashu sheomad ktsas v'hakei nizgalgeil v'ho adin mochazose yoruach bi'avia. There was a strong wind, and because of the force of the wind, so it made the chayfet stop on a chip for a moment. So there is another chiddush here, because we could say bishrei me'esa. You see, when a chayfet stops for a moment on a chip, let's say there is a yosik on the karaka, 2 tvachim high, and then he throws the chayfet, and then for a moment it rests on that yosik. So sometimes it could rest on that yosik because it just bumps into that yosei, so maybe it rests on it. And sometimes it rests on the yosei, not because it just bumped against the yosei, so it rests on the yosei, but because there was a strong wind, so the wind pushed it on the yosei. If there hadn't been a strong wind, the wind would not have pushed it on the yosei. Now, I mentioned Rav Nashi Ilyas Pshat, that the Mishneh Berurah says Vizeh Emes, Rav Nashi Ilyas Pshat, even though in his days so they were some, maybe I shouldn't mention it, but there were a few Rabbonim who felt that Rav Nashi Ilya has to be placed in Idu, because he explained that Yerushalmi differently from certain Rishenim. So Rav Leib Lekovner, who was a Talmid, Rav Leib Lekovner, who was the father of Rav Lefoel, and he was the Talmid of the Gro, so he stopped it. But the Mishneh Berurah says Vizemes that pshat, because it appears from the Yerzorua, it appears that he explained, and Rabbi Greger also understood that Yerushalmi that way. And maybe the Ramo understood that way, but there is no hechach from the Ramo. In other words, but from the Yerzorua it appears that when Yerushalmi says horok beruach chayev mishim zeire, that it's a terrible of zeire, of the meloch of zeire. So the question arises, what has it to do with, I mentioned that one, what has it to do with zeire? Zeire, the characteristic of zeire consists in separating certain impurities from the Ika thing. Let's say, I mean, when you winnow the grain. So in other words, so then you drive away the chaff. So you separate the chaff from the grain. But here, when you spit in the wind, So you don't separate any impurities from an eichel. So Rabbi Kveigi on the Tshuva says that there is a machlikin between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli. There's a machlikin to Yerushalmi and Bavli, because the Bavli says in Klal Gadol that Zeirin and Beirin and Merakeid, so they are all the same loches. But since they are born the Mishkan, so Mimele, they are considered a separate Ovis. Separate Ovis. So that means that according to the Bavli, the essential feature of Zeire consists in, like Beirer, I mean in selecting, in removing an impurity from the Ika thing. So Mimele, it has no application to Rok Beruach. But the Yerushalmi says that the Rok Beruach Haizim Zeire, so that it has nothing to do with the separation of an impurity from an ikah. So this is what Rabbi Gvega says in the Chumash. But Rav Nashi Ilya says that the Horok Beruach Chayich Mishum Zeire means that, in other words, if there is a very strong wind and then he spits, and because of the force of the wind, so the wind moves the spittle for Daladamis, and then it rests. So the Yerushalmi tells us he's Chayich Mishum Zeire Daladamis. But you ask, it's Gomit. It's Kiyach Achar Mu'revitz Boi. The wind did it. If the wind hadn't been so strong, that spittle wouldn't have moved for a distance of Daled Ames. So the Raya is from Zeire. So there is a Chiyuv Chatos for Zeire, but every Zeire, so there is a Kiyach Achar Mu'revitz Boi. The wind cooperates with the person in driving away the chaff, and still the Torah was Mechayev and Mechatos. So what does the Gemara say? When the Gemara asks the Kashi in Vurbasre, Rakse, the word Rakse means that if somebody winnows grain and then the chaff, through the force of the wind, through the drive of the wind, goes and is mazik someone, so the one who winnows the grain is potter milishale, because it's Gomit bin Zokni is potter. So the Gemara asks the Kashi in Liachpeya, but Maishnem is Ere Veruach Mesayayte. We don't say it's Gomit. So Rav Ashi says, because Melech is Machsheves Asatol. So the Rosh, I mentioned, that the Rosh, in Bava Kamma says, it's a special Zerzakos of Baizere. Then the, in Kol Kislei, Rabbi Mechananel, Tav Kufcho from the base, so he says, he applies it to Adam Melech's too. In other words, so that's the machlekes. I said that's the machlekes, the same machlekes is between the Mogen Avraham and the Ebenezer. Rechaim Shomayim, so Mogen Avraham says it's only Yosef Rabbanon, and the Ebenezer says it's Mderaise. So what is the Ebenezer Shite? That by Shabbos, even Grome, if the derech of the people is to do it that way, so Mimele, even al the Grome is Chayev. When do we say Grome is Poter? If it's not the derech to do it, let's say there is a fire, and then he sets up on the floor a number of klicheres. So when the fire reaches the klicheres, it is poka, it is extinguished. That's not the usual way of extinguishing fire. The usual way of extinguishing fire is by blowing it, but not by putting up, setting up klicheres on the floor. So there it's coming. But where the derech is to do it in a certain way, the natural way, so then it's higher because nachla shel satyo. So anyway, so the machlekes between the Mogen Avraham and the Ebenezer is the machlekes between the Rosh and Rabbi Chananel. So Nashi Ilya explained the Yerushalmi in accordance with the Lomdes of the Ebenezer. According to the Lomdes of the Ebenezer and the Shita of Rabbi Chananel. So in other words, that Gabi Shabbos, even Grome is Chayim, if it is the Derech to do it that way. If it is the Derech to do it that way. So Memele, so in the case where he spits and the force of the wind drives it and moves the spittle for the Haladamis, so we do not say it's Chome because Zeire v'roach m'seyayte, so Zeire is a Rai. Zeire is a Rai. So Memele, in this case, so in other words, so if we are not going to assume like Rav Nashi Ilya, So then we could say, in the case where someone throws a ball and then the ball bumps against the yosei, and because of that, because it's nivga in the yosei, it rests on the yosei for a second, then it's chayev. Because why did it bump against the yosei and rest on the yosei? Because of his force. Because of his force. Now, Mashain came, if the Yosef, let's say, threw it this way. But because there was a wind blowing, a very strong wind blowing the other way, so the force of the wind pushed it on Yosef. So then it's Kechacham Urambay. So it's not his mindset. So he shouldn't be hired. He shouldn't be hired. So Komashmilon is chayev. In other words, in accordance with the lomdas, so then easier. So in other words, Rashi could be explained that way. Shenochal gabi mashu, shomat ksas. V'hakein is galgel. V'ho'adim im ochazose yoruach. So it does not necessarily mean ochazose yoruach be'avia. Ochazose yoruach be'avia. So he does not necessarily mean that he didn't rest on something tangible. No. If we are geiris, al gabi mashu, so it must rest on something tangible. But it means he did rest on something tangible. But how does it differ from the first case? The first case, so it stopped and it landed and it chipped through his force. But in the second case, through the ruach's force. If not for the strong wind, then it would have moved in a different direction, and it would not have stopped on the, it would not have landed on the ship. So that's the chiddush. That's the chiddush. So, as a matter of fact, and this is the, we have to explain the price of ochazose yoruach. Ochazose yoruach, that way, according to the second lashon, according to the first lashon of the Mir, because the first lashon of the Mir says that the right girl says nochal gabi mashu. The second lashon in the Mir says that the right girl says noch mashu. So then he says, according to the first lashon, so we cannot be geiris tanya namohe botani. This is what the Mir says. Vorinochom rabbi yichavish nochal gabi mashu. So we are geiris tanya namohe. So he says that girl says correct according to the second lashon, that we are geiris noch mashu. So then we can be geiris tanya namoch. But according to the first lashon, that we are geiris al gabi mashu, then we cannot be geiris tanya namoch. But we have to be geiris tanya. So what's the pshat? In other words, it's not tanya namoch. So you could say, so in other words, if we are geiris noch mashu in Rabbi Yechanan, so then the price is chelik on Rabbi Yechanan. But how could Rabbi Yechanan be chelik on the price? Rabbi Yechanan tanu polik, so let the Miri spell it out that Rabbi Yechanan tanu polik. After all, the Gemara never mentions it. And even when Rishenim say Rav tanu polik in certain cases, so they mention the Gemara of Rav tanu polik. But not to mention anything and just say, I mean, that Rabbi Yechanan is chelik on the price, how could Rabbi Yechanan be chelik on the price if he's not a tane? So only Rabbi Shimshin says that all the Talmidim of Rabbi Nakodish, so have a din of a tane, and they can be chelik on the price or on a Mishnah. So they should say it. So but the pshat is as follows. In other words, it's not that Rabbi Yechanan is chelik on the price, because the price can accord with Rabbi Yechanan too. True that Rabbi Yechanan says who should nochal gabi mashu, and the Braise says ochazose yoruach mashu, but ochazose yoruach mashu can be applied to a case where through the force of the wind it lands on the chip. So the first case, that Rashi says as reference to the case where he just bumped on it. He just landed through his own force, and means through the Keach HaChamurabei. So it's in accordance with the lomdes of Nashilia, the Veneza. But so Mimele, if we are geiris Tanya, there is no kashi against Rabbi Yechanan, because the price can be applied to the case where through the force of the wind it landed on a chip. But we cannot be geiris tanya name hoche, because tanya name hoche means there is a raya to Rabbi Yechanan's din. So if we are geiris shenoch mashu, so then we can say tanya name hoche. Now it's a raya. From the price it's mifuresh that he doesn't have to land on something tangible, as long as it rests for a moment. But if we are geiris shenoch al gabi mashu, so just resting for a moment in the avir, in the air, so that is not considered anochi. So, and the price says, v'ochazosei oruach. Alright, so you can explain the price. That ochazosei oruach means, ochazosei oruach, and it landed on a chip. But you cannot say, tanya namochi, and why it isn't? It's no kashi, you can explain it that way. But you cannot say, tanya namochi, if we are geiris, noch mashu, then we can be geiris, tanya namochi. So the price corroborates Rabbi Yechanan's din that he doesn't even have to land on a chip, on something tangible. Just to rest for a moment. The price says, also say oruach. And the pashtes, also say oruach means without landing on a chip. But mele we couldn't be geiris tanya namochi. But if we are geiris tanya, so the Gemara is not saying there is a raya, but the kasha against Rabbi Yechanan, it isn't either. Why? Because the expression, the price that says or zosei oruach mashu can be applied to the case where through the force of the wind it landed on a chip. All right, anyway. So Mimele, Rashi, we could explain in accordance with the Miri's premise that according to the Girsa al gabi mashu, so there are two prerequisites. The only thing is, from Tesis, when Tesis explains Rashi, so it's mashma that Tesis didn't understand Rashi that way. Ochazosei oruach mashu, now the Tesis. Pireshi ikvosei al gabi karta. Oya filu be'avia. Ki di pireshi bekuntres. Dichshive achizas oruach. Ki munach al gabi mashu. Ki munach al gabi mashu. So, if you want, so you can be deichik in the Russian of Tesis, that when Tesis says Dichshiva achides oruach ki munach al gabi mashu, so Teisves also means not just resting for a moment in the avir without landing even on a chip on something tangible, so is hanoche. No, only when through the force of the wind it rested on a chip. But then you say the anoche is not his anoche, it's not a real anoche. So he says just as kimunach al gamemash, so it's considered al pedin as a anoche, even though bimtzias he didn't rest on imokim choshuv of dalet al dalet. So here when through the force of the wind it rested on a chip, and not through his own force, it's also considered, because of the halacha of Meleches Machsheres, so it's considered al pedin as a hanoch. But that's a deichak. So the pashtes haloshen of Teisves is that Teisves understood in Rashi that when Rashi says v'ho adin morzosei oruach be'avir v'ikvosei miat, that Rashi means without landing on a chip. But Rashi has the girsa shenoch al gabi mashu, and the Miri says that if we are geiris al gabi mashu, so then it implies that there are two prerequisites, but Rashi could be chilek on the Miri, and Rashi holds that even though we are geiris al gabi mashu, but it doesn't mean dafke that there are two prerequisites. In other words, so even if it rests in the wind without landing on anything tangible, so it's also called al gabi mashu, because the avir itself is called mashu. The avir itself is called mashu. After all, avir is also something. I mean, when there is a strong wind, you see that the avir, even though you cannot see the avir, you cannot see it with your eyes, but it's something. It's something tangible. I mean, you feel it. You don't see it, but you feel it. So, mainly the avir itself can also be called mashu. The Miri says that according to the Girsa of al gabi mashu, there are two prerequisites. But Rashi could be chelik an emiri, and Rashi could say that even if we are geiri, it's algabi mashu, it still does not imply that it must land on something tangible. All right, now. So pirashi kvosei algabi karka oyafilu baavir kid bekiras bekontras dichshiva achiza saruach kimunach algabi mashu v'nired algabi karka afilu rabiude dahayne rabon dikom arove ditzorech hanoche meine doy beinon kid pirash kid brashlil. Now we have to go over. I assume that you went over the Tesis that day, but let's go over inside. Now, taste the. Now, there's a Gemara that Peyam Dale, Peyam Arod, Heitze Chotzi Greiras, Veinich, Vichoza Veheitze Chotzi Greiras, Veviro, Derech Oleo, Chai, Chai, Vamai Volinoch, כגין שהעבירו תך שליש ואום הרוב תך שליש שרבו לצורך הנוח על גם משהו לא יקשה כאן בזרי כאן במעביר זה זה גמור. So there is a taste with that pay תאימה לרי דתנן לי כמו צורוב אסס תך שליש לרבונון צורך הנוח גם משהו תאימה לרי דתנן לי כמו בריש הזריק הזריק משוס היוחיד ושוס היוחיד ושוס הרבים באמצע רב עקיב ומחי וחכום עם פטרי ויתון העלו בגמורה תך גימו לי דברי הקל חי Alma likula alma libina anoche al gabi mashu toyogim toyogim. So in other words, so the Braise says that toyogimu vidivre hakel chaye alma likula alma libina anoche al gabi mashu toyogim. I mentioned when we learned the Gemara daf tzadik zayin that the Miri daf tzadik zayin says that when the Braise says toyogimu vidivre hakel chaye, the Braise also has reference to a case where it's noche al gabi mashu. That's the Miri Shita, Daf Tzadik Zayin. But most Rishonim Achilei disagree with the Miri. And they say that according to that Braise, that says Ter Gimel Divrahakel Chayev, so it means even without Nochal Gabi Mashu, even if it had been in state of motion all the time, but as long as it was Ter Gimel of the character in state of motion, so according to that Braise, it's considered Nochal. Alright, and this Shita is also like those Hashanim, not like the Mir. So anyway, so it's a kashi against Rove. Here Rove says Tech Shlish Rabbon Tzorech Hanoche, but there is a Braise Mefureshes Neged Rove Vitirets, the Rove Sova. So the Ri gives the Teret the Rove Sova Kereb Yud the Ameitzit Film Gabeho Yokir Shagag, and then one end slipped out of his end, one end of the scrub slipped out of his hand. So Rabbi Yehuda Eimer afilu eini misulek min oretz elo miliachut gilu yetzlei vitaimed afilu eim bigudi biyodei leki yisari mivi yetzlei diboye hanoche al gabi mashu kidom arosom bigimore. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Tirgimu tzorich Hanoche al gabi mashu. So Hanoche al gabi mashu. So mele, even if it will not be good be your day, suppose no end of the scroll will be in the hand of the person who is on top of the roof. So it will still not be either in Isad Raise. Why? Because it wasn't noch yet in the Rishis Arabi. It wasn't noch yet in the Rishis Arabi. So in Mele, we don't have to be geizer. We don't have to be geizer. So in other words, the Trove says in Rabbi Yehuda that even Tergimu, even when the scroll slipped out completely from his hands, and it's not a good beyond at all, and the scroll is Tergimu from the Karka, so it's not considered noch yet. It's not considered noch. So the Gemara is the Kashe, but the Pashtus Haloshon of the Mishnah is that the Rabbanan Achilik and Rabbi Yehuda. So that means, Tleim de Rove Ketanoye. So the Gemara says, Kul Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, the whole Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda. There is no machleke between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda there in the Mishnah. Daf Tzadik Zayin, there in Erev. Oh. Vim Teima, Umay Porichoso. So in other words, so this is Teisves Teretz. Teisves as the Kashi. How can Rove Bichelik and the Braisim Ufereshes, Daf Tzadik Zayin, that Teir Gimel with the Hakel Chayev, the Hakel Chayev that even the Rabbanan of Rabbi said Akiva, so Amide that he is Chayev. So he says So without Tanuach al Gabi Mashu, so how could Rabbi Bechelik and then Braise? So Teisa says, true, that Braise holds that their Gimel doesn't require Tanuach al Gabi Mashu. But Rabbi paskens like he paskens like Rav Yude. Rav Yude requires even their Gimel Tanuach al Gabi Mashu. So when Rabbi says Teich Shleishol Rabbonon Tzorich Tanuach al Gabi Mashu, so it doesn't mean Rabbonon of Rabbi Akiva, but it means Rabbi Yud. So when Rabbi says Teich Shleishol Rabbonon, so Tanuach al Gabi Mashu, so the Rabbonon here means Rabbi Yud, and the Rabbonon there are not chelik on Rabbi Yud there in the Mishnah there. All right. Vintema, umay poruch osom li morov etanuye murish maitzei. So the Gemara says no. Kule Rabbi Yud, kule Mishnah Rabbi Yud. So dalkor ketanuye. In other words, the Gemara considers that as impossible that Rabbi's din is a country involves a machlekes. So he says, but there is definitely a machlekes. The price of Daftar Zion certainly is chelik. Is chelik on Rabbi's din? Is chelik on Rabbi's din? So, al dalkor ketanuye omre litane de price dazirik lisoma kavos b'yishli madoche pon. Only ketanuye de masnissen do some omre mishmaitzi. The behovi kopit in tane de price polik halo. El liplikor abonim masnissen. The only thing that the Gemara is pointing out that the Rabbonon of the Mishneh in Erem are not chilek on Rav Yude, but a Tane of a Braise, so that the Gemara doesn't deny that he is chilek on Rav Yude. Mi utein l'rid l'ikam b'azirik tonem mi roshus ayuachil shusram v'od al dam shusram Rav Yude mechay rachomim peitrin u'mosik leilom Rav Yude cholim mechay rachomim peitrin ikam u'mishkach shalom arad nafku roshus rabim tonuach Rav Yude sov aram rinom kulikim shiun chadami almelo ibinu Rav Yude anu achal gabim ashu. So we see that Rabbi Yude says kudo kim sheuncho without any anoche. V'nira l'ri v'hoso mayre b'mizgal gil b'shu sarabim v'odif misho kuto ba'avia v'have kim munach l'Rabbi Yud. So the Ri says that there it has reference Rabbi Yude, when Rabbi Yude says after the Zion even without Nochal Gabi Mashu, so his reference to the case where it's Mizgalgel al Akalke Mamish. So when it's Mizgalgel al Akalke Mamish, so then even without resting for a moment, so it's considered. So, alright, now this is what the Ri says that day. Now here Teisles is referring to this Ri. So Teisles says the Kashi. Oh. ונירד על גבי קרקי אפילו לרב יהודה די מרבונו דיקו מרוב לצורך הנוכה מילה לא הבינו. So in other words, so when רובה says תהיה גימו לרבונו הוא מדוזי מין רבונו, he means רב יהודה. So רב יהודה so requires הנוכה על גבי משהו if the חיפץ is פוחס and גימו תפוחים from the car, so then it requires הנוכה על גבי משהו. But if the חיפץ is על גבי קרקי Rishus Rabbi Mamish, so then he doesn't require Hanoch al Gabi Mashu. Umiuk Taskosh, the Bisomuch Maskino Nifre, the Mizgalgel, Kivin the Insefer Lenuach, Lab Kimunach Dome, Avol Hai Kivin the Insefer Lenuach Kimunach Dome. So, last time I mentioned that this presents no kashe, against the Ri's original sheet. There is according to Rashi's pshat, because Rashi says Mizgalgel kamret dovo sheorach migalgel libavu kamret. In other words, so I mentioned last time that from Rashi it's mashma that he agrees with the shite with the one washing the miri, that where it's mizgalgel and the karka itself, so then Rabbi doesn't require Hanoch al Gabi Mashu. So it's the same shite as the original shite of the Ri al libe de Rabbi Yude. But the Ri, the original shite of the Ri, says it in respect to Rabbi Yude. But the Meir in one lashon says it al libe de kulam, that when it's Mizgalgel al Karke Mamesh, then we don't require Hanoch al Gabi Mashu. So from Rashi it's also mashma like that second lashon in the Meir. Because he says, if Rashi Shita had been that there is no difference between Mizgalgel in the Havia, from the Karke, and Mizgalgel on the Karke Mamesh, so then why should Rashi say, let's say, but obviously, Teisves didn't agree with Rashi. That when Gemara says Mizgalgel Tamre, it means Mizgalgel Bavia. But that when Gemara says Teisves Esyom, that when Gemara says Mizgalgel Tamre, it means Mizgalgel Mamesh on the Karka. So the Gemara says, when Gemara has the Kashe, why does Rove have to tell us a big Chiddush that Teir Gimu Itzor Hanochal Gabi Mashu, after all, according to Rabbi Yechanan's Pshat in the Mishnah, it's a Mishnah before Eshes? So the Gemara says, no, as far as Rabbi Yechanan's Pshat in the Mishnah is concerned, I would only apply it to a case of a misgalgel where it's not Sefer Lenoir. But I would say in a case of Sefer Lenoir, then it is considered noch, even without Hanoch al Gabi Mashu, so Komashlo. So in other words, where it's misgalgel al Gabi Karke Mamesh, and they say Sefer Lenoir, so it's more readily not Hanoche. So, but according to the Ri, on the contrary, Rabbi Yude, so if it's not misgalgel, so then he requires Hanoch al Gabi Mashu, and where it's misgalgel al Gabi Karke, he doesn't require. Alright. Because of Gili Forish, the Vada Rabbi Yude, the father Rabbi Yude, Sovak Rabbi Akiva, the Kluto Kimoshu, Chayech the Boyish to Nuach Shom Taide Pirki, Avol Bayi. So, in other words, Umiuk Taskoshin, Bisomach Maskin and Ifrain is Gaul Kim Sigal and Nuach, Lafkim in Adome, Avol Haikiz and Lirk in Adome, because of Hilly Forish. So then the Ri was Chazer. And the Madure Basra of the Ri, Shite is, the father Rabbi Yude Sovak, in other words, that there is no difference. And so if we say that Teir Gimel Tzorich Hanoch al Gabi Mashu, so Mimele doesn't make any difference whether it's in the Avya Teir Gimel or it's Mizgal al Gabi Karke Mamesh, it still requires Hanoche for a moment. But then the question is, so there is a stira between it. Without Hanoch al Gabi Mashu, so he says, Rabbi Yude Sovak Rabbi Akiva Nikutik Mishinucha Eichad the boy Eshet Anuach Shom Ki Ahi the Pirkin Avo Bahu the Pirik Vasra Deirev Oyakir Ebi Sefer For the boy Eshet Tipul Shom Boy Rabbi Yude Hanoch al Gabi Mashu. So in other words, Rabbi Yude holds Kuto Ki Mishinucha even without Hanoch al Gabi Mashu, if his deliberate Kavone is that way, that it should be Kuto. But where his kavone is not that way, so then without Hanoch al Gabi Mashu, it's not considered. No, the Rav Koma, the Rabbon and the Rav Akiva, less like Muto, Moshe Unchadam Yebishum Mokim, Afilu Ritzeni Shetanu Achshom, Afilu Toyogimu, Velisvir Lekidrais and Lil Diktone Toyogimu Divrakel Chaye, Elosova Kibrais and Dihoche. Diktone, so in other words, so that he's saying that there is a machlikes abraises. Elo sovak abraises dohocha diktone or zosi or ruach mashu. Umas nismam name mashma. Dair binoch mashu. Kidei krabi echenen. Tum yedereishe. Diktone teo dal adames poter. Dair bishenoch. Di laboche. Amai mifta. Virav chelkie. Batu yedom aliu tirshleisho divrakal chaye. So what will we do with the Mishne? So make a mas nisen biloinoch. So the safe, the reason is why in the safe we say Chusel Dal Dam is Gal, Tzir Dal Dam is Yechayev, because Teir Gimu Tvorchim, so it's considered Noch, even without a Noch Al Gabi Mashu. But how about, so the Mishnah does not have reference to a case of Noch Al Gabi Mashu. So the question is, so what's about the Reishe? If the Mishnah does not have reference to a case of Noch al Gabi Mashu, so why does the Reisha say Zohar Klesir Dalei Dames V'nizgal Chusel Dalei Dames Poter? If it's not Noch al Gabi Mashu Teir Dalei Dames, so you should be Chayev when the first landing is Chusel Dalei Dames. He says V'Reisha Diktone Poter Mayre Kegein Sheposa Keichei U'mach Masoruach Nizgal Gal Chusel Arba. So in other words, so from this day says we see, not like Rav Nashi Elias Pshat in Yerushalmi. Not like Rav Nashi Elias Pshat in Yerushalmi. Not like the Evan Ezer, but like the Mogen Avraham. Because, so he says, V'rei sheliktone poter ma'ire kigen sheposa keichet. According to Rav Nashi Elias, so what? If it's machmas ruach nizgalgir. This melech is machshemes asotar. So it's like Zeire. The answer is Zeire. That's the melech of Zeire. So Zeire is always that way. Zeire is always that way. And that's the way it was in the Mishkan Zeire. Mashin can other meloches. So we're not in the Mishkan through a kiyach acher. So in the name is the Mogen Avraham says, Rechaim Shalmayim, where there's a koyach acher murev bei. So it's only Nisar Rabban. So it's Rabban. So in other words, from Teisves, it's mashma, not like Rav Nashi Elias. Not like the Ebenezer, but like the Mogen Avraham. Now, last time, in explaining the Rashi, when the Gemara has the Kashi, when the Gemara has the Kashi, against Rov, Yosef Merema, Vikom Alo, Lo Shmaitz, I mean Rov Es Memre, Rov Es Chidesh, the Teir Gimul Rabbonon Tzor Hanofa Gabi Mashi, So Omer Rabbin El Merema, Lav Haimu Mas Nisim, Gom Rabbi Yechon Ebu Shenoch Al Gabi Mashi, So according to Rabbi Yechon's explanation, it's a Mishnah for Eshes, it's not a Chidesh by Rov, So the Gemara gives a Teret, Omer Nizgalgu Kamret, Nizgalgil in Sefer Lenuach, Avol Hai, King the Sefer Lenuach, Avol Gav De Loinoch, Kiman Di Nor Dome, So Kamash Melon. So we explain the Rashi. So, Rashi says, that even though Rashi says, L'Rabbonon Dipliga L'Ider Rabbi Akiva, B'Zerik Meshusa Yochid L'Shusa Yochid, U'Shusa Rabin B'Emtz, D'Les L'Kutik Mishi Uncho, Lo Yitei M'Misir Gimul Meide, L'Afil Ter Gimul Name Tzor Shia Nuach, V'Imova Rishusa Rabin Kula Potea, V'Nafkin Mine Name L'Zerik Baladame, Tzor Shia Nuach, V'Di L'Zer Gimul Nizgaz, G'Gosia Shol Noach Potea. So the question arose, Rashi is possible Bekad V'Siyem Bechobies. First, he says, L'Rabbonon, the Pliga Alei, the Rabbi Akiva B'Zerik, V'Shayochid, 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 So this tends to imply that Rove has reference to the case of the Machlekes, Rabbonon and Rabbi Akiva, the case of Zerik, V'Shayochid, 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 But then, he starts discussing another case, Zerik, Baladames, V'Shayochid, 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 So he's supposed to have Kavis in Rove, so he said, that Rashi is saying two things. First of all, whereas the Ri originally said that when Rove says Teir Gimul Rabbonon, he doesn't mean the Rabbonon of Rabbi Akiva, but he means Rabbi Yehuda in Erev Daf Tzadik Zayin. So Rashi says no. That when Rove says Teir Gimul Rabbonon, so whom does he mean when he says Rabbonon? He means not Rabbi Yehuda. He means the Rabbonon of Rabbi Akiva. So he's saying that according to the Rabbonon of Rabbi Akiva, who are chilek on Rabbi Akiva in the case of Zerik Mishus Hayochid, Mishus Hayochid, Rabbi Bemtza, according to that Rabbonon, in the case of Zerik Daledames, Uchshebolo Nuach Vigia Lesir Gimul, Niska Zugosei, Achulim Noch, so he's put. So he's not saying, so Rove does not have reference to the case of Zerik Mishus Hayochid, Mishus Hayochid, Mishus Rabin Bemtza. Rove has reference to the case of Zerik Daledames, Mitchilas Daled, Lisev Daled. And he was a Sheyik. And then after it reached the limit of the horizontal motion, and it started to go down to make the landing, So after it reached poches midimul tvochim from the karka in its vertical motion, before it reached the karka, he reminded himself. So Rabbi is saying, according to the Rabbonon of Rabbi Akiva, so in this particular case of Zerik Daledames, mitchilas Daled Seiv Daled, and he was niskar after the limit of the horizontal motion. And while he was in the process of the vertical motion, after the chifetz was already poches migimot vochim from the karka, he reminded himself. So he's still poter. And we do not say, inasmuch as he reminded himself after the ball reached poches midimul tvochim from the karka in its vertical motion. So that means that it became amazing after the completion of my saveira. No, because so chanochal gabi masho, and in as much as he reminded himself before the ball landed to lechol apoches on something tangible. So mimele, it means that he became amazed in the midst of the ma'aseh. In the midst of Zayah. So mimele, the Gemara is saying, the Chove is telling us a big chiddush, because if Chove didn't tell us that, so true, you know the pshat of Rav Yechon and the Mishneh, so you only know in the case of Zorak Chutz Lidal Adames, and it, so Vinizgal said Dal Adames Chayef, so only if it landed Dal Gabi Mashu, but if it didn't land Dal Gabi Mashu, so then even though it came Poches Migimul Tvochen from the Karaka Chutz Lidal Adames, so it's not considered Anoche, because over there it was not safe to Nuach in that particular Mokim. Mashenk in the case where he's in the Dalet, say Dalet, and he reminded himself after the completion of the horizontal motion and after the Chayfetz in the vertical motion, so reached Poches Migimul Tvochen from the Karaka. So then it's safe to Nuach, it's destined to land in the same on a vertical plane, in the same Mokim. So I could say that even before it reaches the Karaka, it's considered like Noach, so Kamashmi. So that's all right according to Rashi. But let's see how the Miri explains. Now the Miri has two lashonos. So the first lashon of the Miri is in accordance with the Girshe of Nochal Gabimash. And the second lotion is in accordance to the girse of Noch Mashu. Zorach v'secha arba. V'nizgal gel chutz la'aba am ispoter. Shema'acha shenocho v'secha arba. Ein hagilgo, she'achar anechosei mechayvei. Afilo hoisoka v'nosei limokim shenizgal bo lishom. V'afilo loy noch v'lo gilgo. Elo shemiyad she'igia lo'oretz hischel izgal. Zorach chutz la'aba am is, v'nizgal gel teich arba am is chayvei. וישאל בגמור אבו לנוח, ופירש בו שנוח על גבי משהו, פירש תיך שלישו, והכך נסגלגל, ונכנס, ומאחר שנוח על גבי משהו, והכך הגיע לאורץ, אף על פי שנסגלגל חי. אבל אם לא ינוח כלל, פוטר. כך אונו מפורש. במשנזו. So he says, והכך הגיע לאורץ, אף על פי שנסגלגל חי. אבל נוח כלל, פוטר. כך אונו מפורש למשנזו. ולשית זו, מה שאומרו בגמורה שאומרו ותיח שליש ורבון לצורך הנוכל גם למשהו בעניין זה ריק מרשוס הרב נשוס הרב נשוס היוחד באמצע שנחי ודל חומים אלו בתיח שלישו וישנוכל גם למשהו. So you see that the Miri doesn't explain it the way Rashi explained. Rashi, so when he mentioned the case of Rabbonon of Rabbi Akiva, it was only Mare Mokim which Rabbonon Rove is referring to. But Rabbi was not referring to the case of Rabbonon and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi is referring to a different case, to the case of Zerid Al Adames, Uchshebolo Nuach, where the Schire he remembered after the completion of the horizontal motion. And while he was in the course of the vertical motion, after the ball reached Poches Migimul Tvochen from the Karaka. So then we understand the Gemara very well. So in other words, so here it's a big chiddush, because we could say in this case where the ball reached, completed its horizontal motion, and was already in the course of the vertical motion, and Poches Migimul Tvochen from the Karaka. So it at that time when it reached Poches Migimul Tvochen from the Karaka, it was destined. To rest on the same spot on the vertical plane. So mele, we could argue with good logic that it's considered noch because it's destined to land in the same mokim on the vertical plane. Komash will know. But the Miri says in so many words that Rove, when he says there gimel rabon tzorach hanoch al gabi mashu, so it's not only that he's mare mokim which Rabbonon Rove has mind, but that Rove has reference to the same case of Zeirik Mishayochid Ushas Rabbi Bemtza. So why is the case of Zeirik Mishayochid Ushas Rabbi Bemtza more destined lonuach than the case of our Mishneh of Zorak Chutzl Daladamas and Galvaseh Daladamas. In either case, it's not destined to land on this, in the same mokim on a vertical plane. So he says, let's see what the Miri says. He says, V'nemol al-Gmore, oh, ולשיטה זו מה שאומרו בגמור השום הרוב את תיר שליש לרבון את צורך הנוח לגבי משהו בעניין זה ריק משהו זרב לו שזה רבי ושזה יוחד באמצע שנחי ודס חכמים אלו בשיח שליש ושנוח לגבי משהו כמו שיזבויה ונאמר עליו בגמור היינו מסנית דום הרבי יחנן היינו מסניס דום הרבי יחנן ושנוח לגבי משהו ואף על פי שבו בשיח שליש החוץ לאבא המייס צורך מקום מוקים שנוח לגבי משהו So what kind of a chiddush does Rav tell us? V'hishivu nizkal b'kamret. Kelima af al pishom rubinim mishnasenu. Shetzor shtem nechal gabi mashu. Lo yisolom idumenu binyon kluto. Sham izgal gil hoil vein seinfil anuach. Bibiru ro shenatzlich lechiyuvei. Shetan nuach al gabi mashu. Avul kluto hoil viseinfil anuach. Al koponim ho yisi sobo. Shemiklito techshleisho yechayv leanoch al gabi mashu. That's the end of the first Lashon Emiri. So he says, no. Our Mishneh has reference, according to Rabbi Yechanan's explanation, has reference to a case where the ball was rolling on the karka itself. So there it's a pshites, it's more of a pshites, that it has to rest for a moment, where it rolls on the karka itself. Mashem came, Rabbi has reference to the case where it wasn't rolling on the karka itself. But it was rolling, moving in the avia, poches migul tvochen from the karka. So there, it's a big chiddush, because I could say, without Rav's chiddush, I would say that whereas in the case where the ball rolls and the karka itself, so you must stop for a moment. But where it rolls, not on the karka itself, but it rolls in the avia, so then it doesn't have to be noch. Why? Because it's Eifel Anuach. In what way is the case of Rove more Eifel Anuach in the same mokim than in the case of the Mishneh? On the contrary, you see, the Arishenim, let's say, the second Lashon in the Miri says that where the ball rolls on the karka itself, then no one requires Hanoch al Gabi Mashu. And Teisves, the original version of the Ri, vis-a-vis Rabbi Yehuda, also says that where it rolls Mamesh al Gabi Karka, then we don't need al Gabi Mashu. So that means that where it rolls al Gabi Karka, then it's more reasonable to assume that it's considered Hanoch even without resting, stopping for a moment, than in the case where it moves in the Avia. And here, the Miri in the first Lashon says the reverse. So he says, the Mishneh is reference to the case where it moves in the Avia. So that's a pshites. But Rove tells us a big achidesh, that even when it doesn't roll out Avia Karka, but it moves in the Avia, even there it's not considered Hanoch, even there. On the contrary, it's a barrier. So we have to say that the Pshat Miri is in line with what Rashba says. Now let's see how the Rashba Omer Rabbeinu Avraham, lav hayne masnisin vam Rabbi Yechon v'shenoch al gabi mashu, v'shenoch al gabi mashu, peirush umay yitzricho v'lashmino, utmir li, umino yod ha-rabine di shom ha-rov v'lohod Rabbi Yechon, v'yesh leim ha-dehoche kom, v'lav hayne masnis, di pirush Rabbi Yechon nalo. One second. Oh yeah. Utmili, umino yoda rabbina di shama rovel od rabbicha, v'yesh leim asriyas in adakashe. I mean, why does rabbina ask against Rove? He says, what kind of a chiddush does Rove tell us? Rabbina asks, it's a mishnah mefureshes, how is it a mishnah mefureshes? Rabbi Yechanan explained the mishnah that way. Maybe Rove hasn't heard that Rabbi Yechanan explained the mishnah that way. So memele Rove himself was mechadish that chiddush of Rabbi Yechanan. That's the kashe that he asked. So v'yesh leima adorikoma v'lav hayne maslis nipirish aviyach na lo v'ushe nochal gabe mashu im kirov amay ovde shmuy ba'penavsh u'pirish kacha maslis nipirish aviyach le v'adalayis. In other words, the kasha is, let's say that Rove hasn't heard Rabbi Yechanan's pshat in the Mishnah. So he himself was mechadish the same pshat in the Mishnah. So he should mention the Mishnah. But Rove doesn't even mention the Mishnah. So it seems that Rove said it as an independent memory, not as pshat in the Mishnah. That's why he moed. Im ki Rove amayad v'shmuy b'apnav sh'pikar masnissin ki pirish Rabbi Yechanan. V'ad alei d'lisham masnissin may d'lisham min amiro. Dilu pirish kina masnissin hava mine davke b'mizgalgel. Shein seifil anuach. Kileimar shein rohu lanuach shom. Vafilu noflo shom. Vihilkach leodi. Teich shleishot didei mima moshe. Avo mokim she seifil anuach bei. Kileimar. She rohu lanuach bei. Ilu noflo bei. Hava mine teich shleishot shalei. Kima moshe. Komash melon. So what does the Rashba say? The Rashba says as follows. In the Mishnah, it's a pshites. It's a pshites that we require hanochal gabi mashu. Why? Because the Mishnah has reference to the case where it was misgalgel mamesh. Where it was misgalgel mamesh and the karka. So that the Hanoche itself did not make it stop in the place. The Zrike itself did not make the ball stop in its place. Because Voraye, the ball is misgalgal, it already reached the Karke. And still it's misgalgal. So what does it mean? That his Zrike was that kind of Zrike that was not safe in any way. You see that it was not safe in Lach because it already reached the Karka and it's still not addressed. So Mimele, the Zrike, the Anoche, was not the Anoche of Sefer Lenoch. Mashein came in the case where it didn't reach the Karka. It didn't reach the Karka. And the ball moves, travels. Poches megimu tvochim ba'avir. From the Karka. So it's not addressed. Why isn't it addressed? Why? Because it didn't land. It didn't land al-gabi karka. In other words, but suppose it would reach the karka, then it would rest there. It would rest there. Now, so in other words, this is to be this. So that's called sefer lanuach. In other words, in Rove's case, Rove has reference to the case of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanon. Zirik Meshus HaYochid, Meshus HaYochid, Meshus HaRabim Be'emza. And he throws the ball, let's say, Poches Begimut Vochim from the Karka. So, and he doesn't rest. Why doesn't it rest? Because it didn't reach the Karka. So, because of the law of inertia, it keeps on moving. But suppose it would land on the Karka, then it would stop there. So, Memele, the only reason as to why it doesn't stop because through the law of inertia it keeps on moving, but it is Sefer Lanuach. Why is it Sefer Lanuach? Because if at any moment it will come in contact with the Karka, so then it will stop there. Of course we could visualize a case even when the ball moves from in the avir from the Karka, that even when the it will reach the karka, even when it will reach, come in contact with the karka, it will keep on rolling. But it all depends with what force he used, what kind of energy he applied on the ball. You see, if he applied a lot of force, a lot of energy on the ball, so then why is it that sometimes when you throw a ball, so the moment it lands on the karka, it stops there? And sometimes you throw a ball, even when it lands on the karka, it keeps on rolling on the karka. It all depends what force you apply on the ball. If you apply moderate force on the ball, so then it will only keep on moving as long as it doesn't reach the karka. But the moment it reaches the karka, So because of the friction of the karka, it will stop there and rest there. But sometimes you see, one gives such a kick to the karka, to the ball, that even after it lands on the karka, it keeps on rolling. Maybe if he's a good kicker, so it may keep on rolling, maybe for many, many feet. That's proportional to the force that he applies to the ball. So Mimele, this is how the Rashba explains the Gemara. The Gemara says, in other words, the Mishneh, Rabbi Yochanan, the Mishneh has reference to the case of Zorak Chutz L'Daladames V'Nizgalgel L'Seir L'Daladames. So now it's Chutz L'Daladames, it reached the Karaka. And still, it kept on rolling. And then it moved L'Seir L'Daladames. Why? Because he applied such a force that even after it landed on the karka, even after the ball landed on the karka, he didn't stop there through the friction. Why? Because he exerted a relatively stronger force. So Mimele, the friction of the karka did not stop it, was incapable of stopping it. Mashein came. But usually, if you don't apply a relatively strong force against the ball, so the moment the ball reaches the karka, it stops there. The friction, it stops it there. So Mimele, if Rove didn't tell us that his chidesh, so I would say only in the case of the Mishneh. So it's not considered noch, even though it rolls on the karka itself, because the fact that after reaching the karka, after landing on the karka, it still keeps on rolling, proves that he used such a force against the ball that the moment it landed, it didn't stop there. So that's not Sefer Lenuach. Mashein came in the case of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbonon, Zerik Mishayochid, 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 from the karka. So in other words, so there it keeps on moving. Why does it keep on moving? Because through the law of inertia. So, but the moment, and there is no friction in there, Mashein came, the moment it will end, so in all probability, it will stop there. Enochaname, if he'll throw a ball, in the Aver Poches Megimu, but he'll throw it with, he'll apply such a force that it will seem that even after it will land on the karka, it will keep on rolling. So then it's like Misgalgel. But Rove has reference to a case where once it lands, it will immediately stop there. And even in such a case, so he says that Avir, that Tzeipel Anuach is still not considered noch. This is what the Rashba says. If the situation is such that he applied such force on the ball, so much energy on the ball, that it's destined to keep on rolling even after it lands, so that's Misgalgel. But Rove has reference to the case where he applied moderate force, and it's destined to stop there the moment it reaches the karka. So that's Sefer Lenuach. So even in such a case, Rove tells us the big chidesh that it's not considered enough. So it's mistaber that the Miri means the same thing as the Rashi. So he says, Vishiven is Galgo Kamret, Kleima Rafal Pishom Rubinia Mishnasenu, Shetzoyer Shedaniakal Kavimashu, Loisolomit Menubinium Kluto, Shamizgal Shamizgalgil, Hoyle Vain Saintville Noir Bibero. Because the misgalgel ain't safe in Rabbi Beirur, it's a certainty. You have the best raya. You see, the ball already reached for a few moments that it reached the karka, and it keeps on rolling. So what does it mean? He gave it such a kick that the friction, the landing, didn't stop the ball. So melee, it was a zrike of ein sefer lenuach. Mashein kein, avol kluto. It means when he applies moderate force on the ball. Hoyl v'sefer lenuach al kolponim. The moment it reaches, now it keeps on moving because it hasn't reached the karka yet. So there is no friction to make it rest. But it's destined to stop at the point where it comes in contact with the karka. So that's the first lashon. So according to the first lashon, so even misgalgal gabe karka itself, so it's not considered noch, unless it's noch gabe mashu. Umikomokim, then the other girls. יש מפורשים משנסינו שלנוח על קבי קרקע כלל והם מפורשים זו רק לסך ארבע עמיס וקידם שתיצא מתך ארבע יתרסו רוח מיד והכך נסגלגלו מצד הרוח שבו מצד אחר למוקים שקיבן בלו יגור לאורץ פוטר שייקו בו רוח בוטלס קרחי של זירק לגמרי ונעשה קרחי של רוח אבל אם זו רק חוץ לארבע עמיס ויתרסו הרוח והוא שרזיר לאחרי עושה ספלינים לבישנה ונסגלו לסך ארבע עמיס ולא הגיע לאורץ אשר הוא יצא בסך ארבע עמיס חייב שכשניסה כבר נדונן של אונחו וישועו לו בגמור לבו לנוח כלים אשר ירזירו הרוח מיד והם גרסים עומר the second version how are they גרס עומר רבי יחד והוא שנוח משהו the goins גרסה כלים אשר בו נשיב עשו רוח I mean you see the godless of the God. The grower, you see, so many of the corrections that the grower made, and we found that in other Gesuris, in other texts, that it's the way the grower says. So the grower did not have the Miri; it was not discovered the manuscript of the Miri, but he understood that. So he said, "V'yikriso, v'shoalu olero b'dmora b'linoch kleima she'er zero ruach miat." ואם גרסי נאמר רבי יחנן והוא שנוח משהו כלימה שבו נשיב הסורוח בחיזק והיא כבר מעט וחקר בו נשיב החרס כאילו שטיפה לאורץ והרזירו לשיחה ארבע עמיס ואם גרסי נתניה נמרוך זו רק חוץ לארבע עמיס ואם גרסי נתניה נמרוך the second version that said that is gay race נוח משהו so there is no prerequisite that it must rest for a moment as something tangible. It must rest for a moment, even if it rests in the haver itself, and nothing tangible. So it's still considered anoche. Some mele, they can be geres, tanyan amoche, because the brisa confirms Robert's din of noch mashu. והם גרסים אומר רבי יחנן ושל נוח משהו תלימה שבו נשיב לסבוע בחיזק והיא כה מעט הקר בו נשיב אחר אז כן שטיפו לאורד להחזיר לו לזכה בעמץ והם גרסים תניה נעמו הוכת זו רק חוץ לארבע עמי לדוח בסיור רוח כנחצוסי אף על פי שחוץ לו וציאוסי פוטה עוד בסיור רוח משהו אף על שחוץ לו וציאוסי חייב ומכל מוקי מאפים מפורשים או זו סיור רוח בסך שלי של אורת ולשיטה זו צורך לפורש והמשאום רותך שלי של רבון המצורך הנוח על גם משהו וישואל בו היינו מסניסים דום רבי יחנן ושנוח משהו רוצרים אשר יקבוס יור רוח מעט ואף על פי שיטך שלי שו צורך שתנוח מעט והישיב שם נסגלגל באוויר אין ספר לנוח רוצה לימה במוקם חיוב מתחכך רואו להצריך יש לנוח אבל כלותו כמי שסיבו לנוח so that's the same pshat as in the first lotion in line with the lomdes of the Rajbo or you say me אף אגב לא נוח כמעט נוח דומה כמה שמו ולשית עשינו in other words according to the first lotion that the right girl say is נוח על גבי משהו so there are two prerequisites אין לנו גרסים בפרייסה זו תניה נמוכה אלא תניה לבד. But the question is, so how is Tanya good? So then there is a stir against Rabbi Yechanan from the Braise. So what do you say? Rabbi Yechanan Tanu Porik, like the Sifra Krisu says, let the Miri say that. I mean, why doesn't he mention it? The answer is no, because we can apply the Braise to the case, as I said before, where through the force of the wind, it rested on the chip. It rested on the chip. So we could argue that in such a case, He shouldn't be chayev. He shouldn't be chayev because it's keiach hachamur rabbein. It's not through his force. If let's say it rests on the chip through his force, because it's wet in such a way that it should bump against the yoseid, against the chip. So then we understand this why it's chayav. But if he threw it in such a way that if not for the strong wind, so then it wouldn't have landed on the yoseid. But the wind intervened, and that made the ball land on the yoseid. So memeila itzki chacham urabei. So we could say he should be poter. So kamash moaz Rav Nachman Ilya says no. That even though itzki chacham urabei, he's still chayev. So we could explain the price that way. But we couldn't say tayin amoche. So there is no kashi against Rav Yechanan. But the riot to Rav Yechanan there isn't either. So that's what he says. Ushito sein on a girsi mi braise zu tain amoche el tain levat u mikol moklin im psak o yisil reif poskim shil yiviu zu shil toch vaso ruach zu so ruach vindira shein peskin das resheno aber achizas ruach in anoche klal anoche klal it means achizas ruach without a chip I mean just in anoche klal u mikol moklin mishite shnio kol she yigia leeretz klal af al pishe loy nocho chaye vachin adwaranir. Now let's see another Rashbo. Now, what is the Shittas HaRashbo? So we have two Gyosois. One Gyosai is, the Miri mentions, Noch Al Gabi Mashu. So that means there are two prerequisites. And another Gyosai is Noch Mashu. There is only one prerequisite. It doesn't have to rest. It doesn't have to land on something tangible. What is the Shittas HaRashbo? Is the Shittas HaRashbo like the first Loshin in the Miri or like the second Loshin in the Miri? Hot Omer Rabbi Yechanan, v'hu shenoch agam emashu. Nira lei perushei, v'hu shenoch mashu, v'yal gabi mashu. So he says that, so here the Gil says shenoch al gabi mashu. And he said the pshat is that noch al gabi mashu implies two things. Noch mashu, v'yal gabi mashu. In other words, it's like the mashu modifies Al Gabei, and it modifies also Noch. So in other words, so it is just as if it had been written, Vuhu Shenoch Mashu V'Al Gabei Mashu. So that's a shortened expression. So in other words, so his Girsay is Shenoch Al Gabei Mashu, so it certainly implies that it has to land on something tangible, but it also implies something else. That it has to rest for a moment. It has to be in a state of rest, not in a state of motion. So he says, "Ruhu shel noch mashu, v'al gabi mashu, v'leima da filu amidei oruach uchiditanya." So what do you mean, "V'leima da filu amidei oruach"? That's implicit. What I said, pshat no zosi oruach, that zosi oruach doesn't mean that even if it didn't land on something tangible, it just remained suspended for a moment in the air, so and then it started traveling again, so it's considered noch. No, it means even though through the force of the wind it landed on a chip. So this is implicit in the Lashon of the Rashbo. Vileima da afilu amidei oruach, even though the ruach was maimidet and al gabei mashu, not through his force, through the cooperation of the wind. So it's also considered anoch. And we do not say that it's wrong. Da'afil amin ha-ruach, l'tanyo, zosi ha-ruach, mashu. Af al pi, shechozro v'ichnisosei chayim. Anyway, now. So we have, like this, the Tamtzi says, briefly, in other words, we have a machlik, according to the Miri Daf Tzadik Zayin, so there is no machlikes between Rovis Memre and the Braise of Rav Chalkei Batuvi. And when Rav Chalkei Batuvie says, the Braise says that the Ter Gimel, so Ritzorich Hanoche, so it means even without Hanoche Al Gabei Mashu. The Miri, however, says that the Braise itself, when it says Ter Gimel Vehatel Chayev, it means only if Noch Al Gabei Mashu. But the Miri is a Yochid who explains the Braise Daf Tzadik Zayin that way. All the other Rishonim Achirim. Now, if there is a machlekes between Rovis Memre or the Braise here, it's not that Rav Yisraeli can the price of Tzadik Zayin. If there is a machlekes between Rav and the price here and the Mishnah here and the price of Tzadik Zayin, so then the question is, how do we pass it? So the Rach doesn't pass like Rav. The Rach, in view of the fact that the Rav runs counter to the price of Tzadik Zayin, so he doesn't pass like Rav. And as far as this Mishnah is concerned, so as Teisva says, I mean, we can explain the Mishnah in accordance with the price that Tzadik Zayin took. So the Rach passes like the price of Tzadik Zayin. The Teir Gimel does not require Hanochal Gamim Asherov. Nothing. But most Rishenim, so even though they hold that there is a machlekes between the Braise of Tzadik Zayin and the Braise and Rove here, Tafku, but they pass like Rov, not like the Braise. That's a miut Rishenim. I mean, there's the Rach. There are a few other Rishenim, but most Rishenim pass in Rove's din. Then there are two Rishenis in the Miri. Now, according to Rove, the Tzorich Hanochal Gabi Mashu, does it apply only to a case where it's misgalgal ba'avir pachas v'gimu? But if it is misgalgal and kalka mamish, then it doesn't require Hanochal Gabi Mashu. Or even when it's misgalgal al gabi kalka mamish, it still requires. So there are two lishenes in the Miri, and from Rashi's Loshin, that comes from the base when he says misgalgal redova shawach misgalgal ba'avir. So it's mashma that Rashi agrees with the Lashon Demiri, the second Lashon Demiri, that where it's miskalkal gabakarka mamesh, it doesn't require hanochal gabimash. Alright. Now the Rambam also passes that it has to be Hanochel Gabi Mash. Now, Perek Yud Gimel, Milchei Shabbos, Halacha Chol Beis. Zorak lezicha ba'ameis, v'nizgalgal chutz la'ba'ameis, potter. Zorak chutz la'ba'ameis, v'nizgalgal lezicha ba'ameis, im nochal gabi mashu, chutz la'ba'ameis. So he emphasized, v'akach nizgalgal v'nich lezicha ba'ameis chayet, v'nloi noch klal harize potter. Right now, the next mission. Hazeri bayan, arba'ameis, potter. Im hoyo rekit mayim, ורשוס הרבי מהלכס בי, הוא יהד את הפרס נגמור. אם הוא ידב זיין נגמור, אם הוא ירק את מים ורשוס הרבי מהלכס בי, הזיר יקלסיך את הלדם ישחי. וחמו הוא רק את מים, פורחס מעשורת פוחי. רק את מים ורשוס הרבי מהלכס בי, הזיר יקלסיך את הלדם ישחי. So, we have the same kind of gemore here, and the pres on the base. But Afres Amud Beis, the order is different. Because in Afres Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Bishleim rekek rekek reizin chad mizachamu chad mizachshom utzricha diashmim mizachamu avidi shenikru lenavsh. So mele it is more handled by Rab avu mizachshom in mele, because no one is interested, you know, to go down into the water in order to cool himself. To refresh himself. There are all kinds of people. So certain people on the contrary, they prefer, you know, to go down to the water. Certain people prefer to go down to the water. So, So the phrase the Gemara starts from the rekek trezimne. So there the Gemara says we understand as to why it is repeated. But the Gemara is asking why does hiluch have to be repeated twice? Here just the Gemara starts from the other end. Omaleya ahu merabonu lerov bishlemi hiluch trezimne Hokamashmilon, Hilchal de Atrak Shmei, Hilchal de Atrak Shmei, Shmei Tashmish. So what was not so poshet in the Gemara? In the Gemara, Sava Mine Dafres, so in the Hava Mine here, it's very poshet. Hello, Rekik, Rekik, Trezim, there, Amori, Chad Misach Hamo, Chad Misach Shom, Utsrich, Dit, on a Chode, Hava Mine Hanum, Misach Hamo, Avinin, She, Dim Mizgalad, Lakur, and Afshai, Avo, Misach Shom, Lord, Vi Ashmi, Misach Shom, Lichim, Dimit, Nifelo, Yirmeslo, Av, Misach Hamo, Lord, Alright, now, Abayoma, so this is how the Gemara explained the Rekik Rekik phrasing. But then the Gemara gives other Amoroim give another explanation as for the purpose of this repetition of Rekik twice. So Abayo Maristich Sal Kedai Techamine Hanemilei Chedli Havid Aladamis Hanemilei Chedli Havid Aladamis. Now the Rashi is pshat here, not the next is in the morning. So is very strange. Abayo Maristich Sal Kedai Techamine Hanemilei. When do we say that the Rekik Mai, because of the Hiluch of the Rabbi, is considered as a vicious Rabbi? Where it's not Aladamis Rochav, where the width is not Aladamis, the Lehavid Aladamis, Rashi says, Rochav, the Litrich Aloy Milse Lave Beseche, Vineach Lave Milehakev, Vilelech Lereishish Yukolosho. In other words, if it is not Dalet Amis wide, so then, it is not so difficult to cross that racket, because it's less than 10 dalet amis wide. So memele, since it's not difficult to cross it, so people are accustomed, many people are accustomed to go across it. So memele, that racket is handled by rabbim, is used for the hiluch rabbim, so it's a rishus rabbim. Avol heiched dehavid aladames, but then when it is dalad ames wide or more than dalad wide, so many people decide why should they go in the water, cross the water for such a distance, dalad ames or more. It's preferable to go all around instead of going in the water. You know, so mele, not so many people use the rekek for crossing, as in the case where the rekek is less than Aladamis. So I would say in such a case, since not so many people use it, so it's not a rishus rabim. Komash melon, it is a rishus rabim. That's why the Mishnah has to repeat rekek twice. The Rav Asher Omar is sal kodai techamini hanemilehi chedhavedalim. Now what does it mean? Before when Abaye said Hanim Milahiched Deloy Haved Dalid, so he spells out Hanim Milahiched Deloy Haved Dalid Ames. But Rav Ashi says just the other way. Easter Sal Kedai Techamina Hanim Milahiched De Haved Dalid. Does he mean also Dalid Ames, or he means Dalid Trochet? So Rashi says Hanim Milah De Haved Rishus Rabin Heiched De Haved Ror Be Dalid Ames. So, according to Rashi, Rav Ashi, when he says Daled, he also has reference to Daled Amis, not Daled Tvachim. So it's strange. So, in other words, so both Abaye has reference to Daled Amis, and Rav Ashi has reference to Daled Amis. So Abaye is saying, Yisrich, Salt Leit Hamine, Hanemile, that it's a Rishus Rabim, Eichad Lehavid Daled Amis. So then, people don't decide to go all around, and they are disposed to cross it, to go through the river, to walk in the water. So mele, it's relatively used by many people, so it's a rishus rabim. Avo he